Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Brussels, Belgium. In order for the European Union to become an empire, they need their own military forces, an army. That's the headline. In one moment, Dr. Rob Congdon joins me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The upcoming European Union summit. I understand they're going to focus on security and defense. What do you know about it?
They'll be obviously touching on many things. They are talking about security. They're worried about coordinating the various secure agencies in the EU states to come together to think this through. And also, they're not only talking about internal security, but external security and defense. Rather rapidly now, in the last several weeks, there's been more and more talk about military defense for the EU. And so I'm sure this is part of that as they talk about their new European defense fund that is to use money to really handle research, if you will, defense research among EU member states. So there's a definite direction toward the military. Europe is shifting not so much from NATO as to worrying about their own systems and recognizing they have to start carrying the load.
The reality of what Bible prophecy calls for, a one-world political operation out of the old Roman Empire, and they were militarily very powerful at the time of the original Roman Empire.
Well, I see that's where it's ultimately headed. You're right. If you look at the history of Rome, key to it was its military forces, and in fact, that's how various men rose to power, like Julius Caesar, and became head of it. Prophetically, we expect to see some people coming out of the EU moving up to the top. And so in terms of an empire, it needs a military. What we'll see is NATO morph into a European defense force. So that's kind of the scenario I see coming.
Dr. Rob Congdon with details as to the potential for a European Union army. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The European Union in 60 years has become an economic, political power in Europe and around the world. The European Union leaders say they must also have their own military operation. With the debate concerning NATO, the European Union leaders say they must have a European Union military force, an army of its own. This EU agenda actually fits the end-time scenario found in Bible prophecy. Daniel chapter 7 calls for a revival of the old Roman Empire. That's Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, and verses 23 and 24. Remember, the old Roman Empire had a strong global military force that was led by General Titus, the son of the Roman Emperor. European Union efforts to set up their own army is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...